AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. The Trump administration says multiple Americans who were detained in Venezuela have been released. The State Department did not provide the exact number, but a person familiar with the matter, who spoke on condition of anonymity, said four Americans were released on Tuesday and one was released Monday. Their releases come after the U.S. captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro in a raid earlier this month. Some federal prosecutors in Minnesota are leaving.
There is a shakeup at the Justice Department in Minnesota. Sources tell the AP roughly half a dozen federal prosecutors resigned in Minnesota, and several supervisors in the criminal section of the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division have announced they're leaving. It follows growing tensions over the Trump administration's decision to block the state out of the investigation into the shooting death by an ICE agent of Renee Good. I'm Ed Donahue.
It's day two of a nurses' strike in New York City.
Thousands of nurses walking the picket lines in New York City for a second straight day Tuesday at Mount Sinai, Montefiore, and New York Presbyterian. Nancy Hagans, president of the New York State Nurses Association, says none of the hospitals have agreed to additional bargaining sessions since Sunday.
We are ready to negotiate. We are ready to care for our patients.
The strike involves 15,000 nurses, including Roy Permal.
We're out here to stand as long as we need to get a better contract, a fair contract. It's about health care, health insurance for the nurses. It's about safety.
The private nonprofit hospitals have brought in replacement nurses. Julie Walker, New York.
Chicago's comeback against Green Bay in last Saturday's wildcard round is the first NFL game to have over 30 million viewers on a streaming service. Nielsen reports the Bears' victory averaged 31.6 million on Amazon Prime Video. This is AP News. Snoop Dogg put in the work for his latest role as an NBA sportscaster.
Snoop Dogg's making a splash as an NBA analyst, joining Reggie Miller and Terry Gannon on Peacock January 5th as they called a Warriors-Clippers broadcast.
But I've done it, so now this is an opportunity for me to actually do it with those who do it all the time.
Snoop, a.k.a. Calvin Brodus Jr., says he studied legendary play-by-play announcers like the Lakers' Chick Hearn to prepare for the gig.
I love me some Chick Hearn. I love the way he controlled the game, where you didn't even have to see the game. You could just hear his voice and he could tell you exactly what was going on.
He's done his research.
Gannon and Miller were impressed.
Snoop elevates anything he's a part of. He did in Paris with the Olympics. He was a big part of that.
He's one of the best entertainers of our time.
The rapper turned actor and sportscaster says this isn't a cameo.
It's not about the business. It's about me loving what I do, and I'm going to inspire somebody to come behind me.
I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.